dreams of modernist architects in the early 20th century was to imagine that all buildings might one day be prefabricated. Machinery was given almost a godlike status. So it's not surprising that one of the pioneering buildings of the time was in fact a factory, the Fagus factory in Alfeld, Germany. This is a building of huge importance, and yet, to see it today, you might wonder what all the fuss is about. Doesn't it look just like any other factory of, say, the 1950s? Except, of course, it was completed in 1911. That's the same year that Henry Ford opened his first car assembly line in Detroit, the very first film studio opened in Hollywood, and Amundsen beat Scott to the South Pole. And yet this building seems to come from decades far in the future. A clean-cut complex made up of blonde brick and glass buildings. It's notable for its huge windows, some of which turn the corners, clearly showing that this building is supported by a frame, not load-bearing walls. Those windows are everywhere, adding a crystalline quality and a lightness that has a powerful machine-like precision. The interior staircases rise upward at each corner as though unsupported. Frank Lloyd Wright called it the etherealization of factory architecture. The factory, rather charmingly I think, made shoe lasts and was named after the beechwood or fagus which they were made from. Its owner, Carl Benscheidt, wanted a factory that would show how forward-thinking the company was, despite shoe manufacturing having such a strong element of the handmade to it. It was a pivotal moment for young architect Walter Gropius and his partner Adolf Meyer. They'd worked for Peter Behrens in Berlin, but now wanted to create buildings that had no hint of classicism, as Behrens's buildings had, although there's a pleasing formality and proportional balance to the factory that harks back to Behrens. With its thin chimney as elegant as a steeple, it's easy to view this factory as some kind of modernist temple. Gropius and Meyer went on to showcase another factory at the 1914 Werkstatt exhibition in Cologne, which was equally elegant, with staircases totally encased in a framework of curved glass as fine as a spider's web. Like Fagus, the interior spaces were rationally planned, drew in natural light, and had the same shocking spareness. 10 years later, Gropius would design his most famous building, the Bauhaus in Dessau, with its huge walls of glass. The Fagus factory shone a light on the way forward, where fuddy-duddy character and pointless ornamentation was stripped away, leaving structures with a cool sort of beauty. Building techniques would evolve, and larger panes of glass become more possible, but here, Gropius showed clearly why he was never anything less than a master of 20th century architecture.